You would have heard some concerns raised in the past about the Airbnb type accommodation in Barbados, where people share their homes with visitors to the country. But do you realize that they're claiming to represent a larger number of players than the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association? So we've heard from BHTA Chairman Jeffrey Roach in a discussion mounted as part of this week's activities by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados.
The BHTA membership accounts for over 6,000 rooms. We actually met with the group that represents those persons who have properties listed on, you know, Airbnb, those types of sites. And I wouldn't say the number here, but they indicated to us that they have more rooms available than we do.
Accountant Deborah Grant is president of the Barbados Entrepreneurship and Tourism Association, also called BETA, the body representing those involved in providing the home sharing experience on an international platform.
Well, you see, I'm very hesitant in giving that number because what we have discovered is that many times some of our numbers, according to the official platforms, have been duplicated within the BHTA themselves on other platforms. So, but some of those rooms, based on what is, say, for example, on a site that identifies those on Airbnb, it could be upward to almost 10,000 rooms available on the island through that platform. But I suspect that some of that might actually be in the hotel sector as well. Hotel and the small hotels and villas may very well be listed in that number as well.
If we're talking about tourism, that is an accommodation sector that what they do and how they deliver their service can affect the tourism part of Barbados either negatively or positively. And we want to ensure that it is positive. So we're looking toward a working relationship with them.
We too, like every other Barbadian, wants to make sure that our visitors have a great experience, a safe experience. And therefore, we wanted to make sure that we were not only operating out there and off responding to a market, a worldwide market demand, but that we were also operating within the guidelines of the island. And we wanted to be part of the conversation. And what was happening was that we were not being part of the conversation, and we were being there seemed to have been a thought that we needed to be schooled or lectured or brought into line. And we were never against being regulated. We just wanted to be part of the conversation and regulations because we are different. We are different to the villa. We are different to the hotel. We have different offerings, and we need to be able to represent those differences at the table. I just want persons to be aware that we are in no way thinking of offering anything that would give Barbados less than stellar performance.
According to Jeffrey Roach, BETA approached them since last year to represent the interests of the home share operators.
Like it or not, BHTA is the leading tourism private sector body in Barbados. So with them as members, They will have access to the level of representation they will not have as an independent grouping. But it also gives them access to having some of their issues addressed. Because, for example, some of them have said that they've had issues dealing with the Barbados Revenue Authority. And we have actually had many lengthy meetings with the BRA to resolve issues on behalf of our members and discuss and agree on policy issues. And those things will affect them as well. So there's that benefit to them.
When she was chair of the BHTA, Roseanne Myers called for the standards of these home share operators to be policed. But she does see it as a path to greater ownership of the accommodation sector in Barbados.
I have had my challenges with the Airbnb because they were not regulated, but not because they are not exactly what they present to be. This is an opportunity for small players to carve out their path in tourism. So that was never my argument or challenge. It is that you cannot just willy-nilly in an industry founded on in an economy supported by tourism, just let the cat go all over the place and do whatever he wants, and anybody can stay anywhere and get into whatever kind of trouble. But I think that that is a path to ownership. And therefore, we have to facilitate it in a way that is structured and it is regulated and it has some boundaries around it that doesn't necessarily put the rest of the product in jeopardy.
Roseanne Myers, this has been Sagicor's Early Business.